The Hidden Lives of Urban Coyotes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Coyotes have been making themselves at home in cities all over the country. They've been showing up in big cities like Chicago and Detroit and in a lot of suburban areas. But we don't know a whole lot about Michigan's urban coyotes. A small research team from Wayne State University is trying to find out as much as they can. But to do this, they have to act like urban coyotes and become nocturnal. Bill Dodge is a PhD candidate at Wayne State. He heads up the research team.
They found in other studies that coyotes, especially around humans, that they become much more nocturnal than, say, out west.
Dodge invited me to tag along on their 6 p.m. to midnight shift one Friday night a couple weeks ago. I met up with the group in a parking lot in northeast Oakland County. Bill Dodge puts on a headset and pulls an antenna and a mess of cables out of his trunk.
I'm getting a signal on him, but it's really, really weak.
They're tracking a radio-collared coyote that they trapped last summer.
So we'll go down the road a little ways, and we'll take another listen to see if he's a little bit closer.
The team takes precautions to keep from being spotted by other people as they cruise around the neighborhoods. Holly Haddock volunteers with the coyote study. She's also a retired sheriff's deputy. She points out the red cellophane covering her car's interior lights.
My car interior lights don't go on when I start the car up. And I've got all the lights in the car blacked out. And that way it keeps me kind of incognito with what I'm doing so that we keep our coyotes safe, that nobody knows where he is. Someone doesn't like coyotes, they might look for him.
She says they're worried someone might kill their research subject. We drive around for a few hours, stopping to listen. Usually, you'll hear scientists refer to their study subjects by number, but they've given this coyote a nickname. They call him Lance. When they get a clear signal from Lance's collar, they take compass bearings. When they have three good points, they can triangulate his location. The team rarely sees Lance, and they don't hear him very often either. But halfway through the shift, we're out in a big open field when we hear him. And he's not alone. He has a mate.
That's definitely them. They're further south than I imagine it's the ones we're looking for. I don't think it'd be anybody else, but you never know.
We listen for a long time, out in the dark. The night turns quiet again, and we pile back into the cars. We stop at a fast food restaurant, and Bill Dodge pulls out his tracking equipment. They're mapping Lance's movements to get an idea of what kind of habitat he likes. So far, he moves around a lot at night, crossing a backyard here or there to get to a wooded patch or a wetland.
We have found that he does cross major highways. He also has used quite a few power line corridors. So there's a lot of connectivity in this area between these different habitat patches that he's been using.
And Dodge says urban coyotes spend a lot of the night hunting for food. But he says they're finding coyotes are not eating pets.
Most of their diet consists of small rodents such as mice and voles. They also eat rabbits a lot. We have found deer hair.
And he says in Michigan, coyotes tend to be afraid of people.
The ones that we catch are just so afraid of us that they just fall over when we approach them. They'll stay away from people, and so nobody has to really worry about their small children.
After my visit, the team caught and radio-collared three more coyotes. They're hoping to get a better handle on how coyotes are surviving in the city, because, like it or not, they're part of urban life. You can learn more about city coyotes at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.